This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Well, it's a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Yeah, it's Tuesday already, so a short work week for many of you, and that is good news. I'm Scoot on the air. I hope you had a great holiday weekend, and sometimes a great weekend might mean you just didn't do much at all. You know, I'm going to do the best I can, and maybe Ian can help me explain it in the right way. If I talk to somebody else about it on the air, like Ian, maybe he can help me explain it better. Right. But I want to explain, in just a minute, I want to explain how I feel like I made this weekend seem longer than it was. And there was a weekend, months ago, and there were a couple of things that happened, and the weekend, just a two-day weekend, seemed longer than it really was. And so I've tried to repeat that process to make the weekend seem longer. And so if it works for you, great. I'm going to try to explain it. If I can't even explain it, well, at least I tried. But look, we've been talking about the big LSU victory over Clemson, a huge win. LSU moves up to number 3 in the country, Ohio State number 1, and rightfully so. I mean, they beat the number 1 team in the country. They certainly deserve to be number 1. Penn State number 2. You know, let's see if Penn State can do more than they've done in the past. You know, Penn State seems like it's one of those teams that they've got great teams, but they have a hard time winning the biggest games. And, you know, they can win they can win in the playoffs, but they just never get to that biggest game. And I don't know what it is about Penn State, but I don't remember the last time Penn State got to the biggest game. And they've got a great team last year. Again, this year, they've got a great team, ranked number 2 in the country. But I don't always have confidence that Penn State's going to come through when it comes to the biggest game. So that's something to look at through the season. So you just heard in our sportscast how important it is for the Saints to beat the Cardinals Sunday in the Caesar Superdome, because the schedule just gets even rougher. And it would really give the team a lot of confidence if they can beat the Cardinals. But to be 6.5 underdog in the NFL, that is a huge point spread. And it's obviously based on new coach, basically a new team. Look, this is the new era of the Saints. This is the beginning of a new era following Breeze and Peyton. Because after Breeze and Peyton, what happened was still kind of based on what they had established, and there wasn't any real big change marking a new era. This moment in Saints history marks a new era for the Saints. And Spencer Rattler is going to get the starting job. I want to try and I have an idea, and Ian brought it up, and then I want to take it a step further. But I'm going to ask him during the break, I'll pass it on to you when I can. But I have a thought of what we might do for Spencer Rattler, if it's even possible to do it. So we'll talk about that. But you know, you're a quarterback. You got the last name Rattler. You know, I mean, there's got to be something you can do there. So the Saints are going to be wearing this gold jersey that I'm looking at a picture of it. I mean, it's kind of cool. It's not my favorite, but they're gonna debut this gold jersey in week one, the game against the Cardinals. And I think that's cool. A brand new look, a brand new era. You know, yeah, bring it out. Bring it out and do it. It's been a while since they've worn this gold jersey. It's going to be one of the special jerseys that they occasionally wear. But let's just highlight some of the teams in the new Associated Press Top 25. After upsetting number 8th-ranked Alabama, Florida State is number 24 in the top 25. Alabama dropped from number 8 to number 18. And what do they do from here? Well, you know, they're playing one of those games that's like a scrimmage game. I mean, it's not even like a real game. You know, I hate when these powerhouse teams play these, you know, minor colleges. I don't know. It bothers me when the powerhouses play these, you know, these minor teams. And that's who Alabama has next. I forget the opponent, but it's not a big opponent. It'll be interesting to see what they do in that game. Another interesting note is Clemson went from number 4 to number 8. Notre Dame dropped down to number 9. Arizona State is number 10. Oregon 7. Miami beat Notre Dame. Miami went to number 6. And, you know, I was hoping that Notre Dame would lose, even though, you know, personally, I'd rather Notre Dame win than Miami. But I was pulling for Miami because I thought it would help LSU in the top 10 rankings if Notre Dame lost. So Texas goes from number 1 to number 5. Arch Manning, what happened to Arch Manning? Well, I think, look, the guy doesn't have any less talent than he had before that game. I think it was a situation where Arch was built up to almost not being human. He's got all this talent. He can do this. He can do that. He's going to be maybe the number one draft pick in the draft. There was all this hype about Arch Manning in his debut. And I think he thought about it too much. And I think he tried to live up to that hype. And what we learned is Arch Manning is human. But I think that's all we learned. Because I think he's going to come back. And he's going to be a star quarterback. But this is an example of what happens when you think too hard about what you're doing. And this is something that's, you know, this is in psychology. If you concentrate too hard on what you're doing, sometimes it prevents you from being as good as you can be. And without going into details about this psychological phenomenon, you know, if you're going on a big sales pitch, or if there's something in your work where there's a lot of pressure on you to do something, to win a client, or to accomplish something. And if you're trying to live up to the hype that you're going to do it, if you concentrate too much on that, you're going to probably fail. And I think that's what happened to Arch. I just think that there was so much publicity about him that I think he became human and just paid a little bit too much attention to that. I think he tried too hard. And there are worse things you can do than try too hard. That's not a bad trait, trying too hard. But you also learn that if you try too hard, you don't accomplish what you want to accomplish. So, you know, I mean, I think this is behind him. I think he's going to bust out and, you know, just be a great quarterback. But we'll see what happens. So LSU moves from number one. I'm sorry. Texas moves from number 1 to number 5. Georgia, number 4. And LSU moves from 9 to number 3. Penn State beat Nevada, big whoop, number 2, and Ohio State, which beat Texas, is number 1 in the country. If you do want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I'm sorry, who do you have, Ian? Okay, let's go to Jimmy and Greta. Hey, Jimmy, what do you have for us?
Hey, Scoot. Hey, look, I felt compelled to give you a call about a show tonight. One show tonight of a legendary artist, I would say, and on a larger spectrum here, you have two of the greatest metal vocalists of all time coming to the Gulf Coast, not only tonight in New Orleans, but also in a couple weeks in Biloxi, that being Rob Halford of Judas Priest, I think, with Alice Cooper, I think September 16th in Biloxi. I know you're a big Cooper fan, but tonight...
Yeah.
You know, really, again, the main reason I called you was to let you know that tonight, the lead vocalist of Iron Maiden, Bruce Dickinson, is doing a solo concert in New Orleans at the House of Blues. From what I understand, they still have tickets available, which is surprising because, like I said, and I even told this to Ian, I don't think Iron Maiden has been to New Orleans since 1988 at UNO Lakefront Arena. I was too young to go to that show. But again, Bruce Dickinson, albeit not Iron Maiden, he's going to be doing a solo performance tonight at the House of Blues downtown. Just want to let you and your listeners know that. And, it's pretty awesome to have Bruce Dickinson tonight. And then you got Rob Halford and Alice Cooper coming in a few weeks to Biloxi. And, I'm surprised it's not sold out, I'll be honest with you, because Bruce is an icon in the metal scene.
All right, so let me ask you this, Jimmy: Is it Bruce Dickinson who was, and I think it was the lead singer of Iron Maiden? They had a plane. I mean, it was like a refurbished airline. I mean, like a 707 or something. I mean, they had like a big plane, and he was the pilot. Do you know anything about that? I guess Jimmy's gone. Ian, would you check that and see? Because at some point, one of those heavy metal bands, and I think it was Iron Maiden, they had this like this big plane, and I think the lead singer was the pilot. I mean, he knew how to fly, had a commercial license. I think it was Iron Maiden.
Yeah,
but I could
Bruce
be mistaken.
Dickinson. Yep,
it's Bruce Dickinson.
It was him.
Yeah. So yeah, they had this huge plane. It's kind of like John Travolta. You know, John Travolta flies like airline type planes. Has his own. I guess he still has it, a 727, and he's got a runway on his property outside of Los Angeles. And so he lands on his runway and taxis up to the house. And then he's got a couple of smaller jets like, you know, Lear, you know, maybe not Lear, but one of those private jets. I mean, I'm so in admiration of Travolta. And then Bruce Dickinson, yeah, they had this big, giant, commercial-like plane, and he flew it. All right, so... Let me try to explain what I do to make the weekend seem longer. A couple of months ago, and I forget what was going on, but I had two things to do Friday. So I got off work and I had one thing to do and then I had another thing to do Friday. I was so busy Friday that Saturday seemed like it was Sunday. And so then when Sunday came along, it was a regular two-day weekend, but I felt like I had a three-day weekend. And what I noticed was that even if I'm not doing much, if I focus on doing nothing and just relaxing, I mean, that is something. But if you do that, and if you think like I was constantly thinking that Saturday was Sunday, and I don't know, I don't even know if I can explain this, but Friday night, I was going to go to that concert, which was canceled, the concert to raise money for the, I don't know exactly what happened, but that was canceled at the Orpheum. So I had nothing to do Friday, but I had a couple of things to do on Saturday, but I just, I tried to make Saturday feel like, okay, it's Sunday. And then when Sunday came along, I realized I had a whole other day. So there is a way for you to think about weekends, and if you are busy, if you do things, say, or you do something Friday night, or if you do nothing, start to think about Saturday as, okay, I'm going to treat this like Sunday, and then I'm going to feel like I have another day off. It's a mind trick that you kind of play on yourself. But it worked this past weekend, and I mean, I felt like it was a longer weekend than just 3 days. Ian, does that make any sense at all?
Yeah,
if it doesn't, you can say that.
I think it makes sense. You just pretended that Saturday was Sunday, and then when Sunday actually came around, you were like, whoa, what is this extra day?
Yeah, and it's not like I dwell on it or obsess over it. I just have these passing thoughts like, I'm gonna pretend like today is Saturday is Sunday, and I need to start preparing for the show Monday, or Tuesday, and then when Sunday came along, I felt like I'm going to work the next day, so you know, without robbing yourself of any time off, just by thinking that you've again, I'm just trying to explain this as best I can, by pretending that the day that you're living is really the next day, then it just, I don't know, for me, it just seems like the weekend goes on a little bit longer.
I think it could work. I'm willing to give it a shot. I bet most people would love to say, I'm going to take Scoot's advice and pretend that Saturday is Sunday. Maybe
just
you could
think
also.
About it. And then boom, Sunday comes along. Wait a minute. It's Sunday. Wait, I don't have to go to work today. Get in that mindset Saturday is Sunday.
I don't know if this would work for everybody, but I have an idea.
Okay.
That might be a little simpler. So everyone get ready to write this down. Just call in sick every Monday.
That's it. That would do it.
See, there's a 3-day weekend. You don't even, it's simple. You can explain that in 10 seconds.
That's right.
Hey, Di, I'm sick again. I know I was sick the last 10 Mondays in a row, but just keep getting the same illness every Monday.
I'm living life on the weekends, and it seems like I'm sick every Monday. You know, it just I think they would
might not
the
work for everybody
for a while. No, but just look. So I will remind you on Friday, and I know this is kind of confusing, but Friday, you know, you go into Saturday, and this Saturday just kind of feel like okay, what if this were Sunday? I'm going to just kind of act like this is Sunday. I'm going to get everything that I need to get done today because it's Sunday. And then tomorrow is work. And then like late Saturday night, you realize, well, wait a minute, tomorrow's Sunday, so I've got the day off. Anyway, it works for me. I don't know if I explained that properly, but anyway. All right, we're going to come back. We've got to take a look at Scoot's News Briefs, and we'll get to some of your text messages. And if you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. You know, they're still looking for that missing boater in Lake Pontchartrain. Apparently, a sailboat crashed into the causeway, and the guy wasn't wearing a life jacket. And, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe this was not an experienced sailor. You know, you have less control over a sailboat than you do over a motorized vehicle. And, you know, something happened, and I guess he just didn't come about, or just didn't do the right thing at the right time. But, you know, this is another public service announcement for wearing a life jacket, because, you know, he also might have been hit in the head by something before he hit the water, might have been unconscious, and it's really easy to drown if you go into the water unconscious. But, you know, hopefully they find him. I mean, maybe some miracle, and he's still alive. All right, if you've got a comment, the Okanagan Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I know it kind of feels like a Monday, but it's Tuesday, but I just want to remind you to just, you know, get in there and live this day, even though it's the beginning of another week. Yeah, this show is really about living life, and it's about reminding you to just do the best you can to live life and enjoy it. And don't get too bogged down in, you know, the political BS that we all, you know, so often get involved in, and just don't let that bring you down. I'm Scoot on the Air, and you're listening to WWL.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And every afternoon from 1 to 4, we do the best we can to, you know, set the record straight on some information that really doesn't seem to get to everybody because a lot of people are trapped in the conservative right-wing media echo chamber. California Governor Gavin Newsom is celebrating the court ruling today that President Trump, his federalization and deployment of the National Guard to Los Angeles was illegal. So I'm not sure what this is going to do.
Are you there?
Okay, yeah. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, because I just lost everything here. Everything just went out, but it seems like it's coming right back.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so I lost. Okay, so yeah, there was just some kind of glitch. I lost everything. Everything went dark, but now it's back. So I'm saying that I don't know what this does for the deployment of troops into Chicago. If not that President Trump wants to pay attention to judges, but this judge has ruled that the deployment and federalization of the National Guard going to Los Angeles earlier this summer was illegal. So is this going to do anything? I know the president was talking about that a few minutes ago in the Oval Office. So maybe we'll have a little bit more to talk about concerning that tomorrow on the show, because we're here and couldn't hear what he was saying since we're on the air when that is going on. So this is kind of a big deal, and we'll see what happens as a result of that that court ruling and whether or not that's going to change things for Chicago. But Chicago had, like, I think 53 people, over 50 people shot this holiday weekend. And, you know, I mean, they have always, as long as I can remember, Chicago has had a real problem with crime. And, you know, they need help. They need help. And the mayor of Chicago is still saying, you know, no federal troops. I get it. And it's just not that easy to federalize the troops. It's not that easy to send them in because, again, the National Guard's not trained for that. And, you know, if it were that easy, then cities would be begging for it. But it's not that easy. It's it kind of just violates the whole idea that law enforcement is there to do their job. And here in New Orleans, as many problems as we have had, it seems like when the state police work with NOPD at times when NOPD is really really stressed and taken to the limit, that things have worked out okay. And it doesn't seem like we have really needed the National Guard. But again, if there's a conversation to be had for how the National Guard may help, I say we have that conversation. Also, President Trump is encouraging Caroline Leavitt, the White House press secretary, to trash Margaret Brennan, who is a CBS anchor. He wants the White House press secretary to call her stupid, and he wants it on the record that she is stupid. And, you know, I use that word, you know, once in a while here on the show, and I probably shouldn't use it, but I'm a talk show host. I'm not president of the United States. And again, stupid, or saying that somebody's stupid, is one of those less intelligent plug-in words that the president of the United States uses when he's having a conversation. Let's go to Doug in Pascagoula. Doug, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Hello, Doug. Are you with us? All right, we can check back with Doug here in just a second. Ian, you got a couple of text messages to share with us? I'm sorry. Okay, Roger. Roger, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. With the troops, you know, I don't know what the deal is, but I'm going to tell you, during the Super Bowl here, I went downtown, and I felt safe. There were police, troops, I mean, thousands of law enforcement people. And it's the perception of crime in New Orleans and other urban areas that keeps people away. And if the troops or whatever come in and the restaurants and the businesses start doing better, I don't see what the problem is. I think it's all for the good.
Well, there's a legality involved here, and that seems to, you know, be in the courts now. And, again, a judge said, I'm sure this is going to be challenged, but a judge said that what Trump did in Los Angeles was illegal. I like to know, and I think this is good to know, that it's not that easy for the military to just come in and take over a city. Because the thought of that happening at the whim of any president is kind of scary. So I'm glad that it's complicated and not that easy. But look, I get it. Look, I felt good Saturday night. It was Decadence Fest. And Saturday night at the very beginning of Bourbon Street, when I started down Bourbon, you know, the SWAT team was there. And I mean, they looked military, but I don't believe they were. And the big SWAT vehicle was right there at the beginning of Bourbon Street, and there was a serious barrier up, and it didn't look like anybody was going to be able to get through there if they wanted to. So, you know, I felt very safe. So I understand I understand that feeling.
Can I ask you what your perception of Canal Street at night is?
You know, there are areas of Canal that that seem a little sketchy, but there's so many people there that's not the street that I worry about. I worry about when you get off Bourbon and you're on Iberville in either direction. I worry about when you get off Bourbon and you're even past Royal and you're by yourself. That's what I worry about. The areas that look sketchy on Canal Street, I don't think they're really in reality that sketchy, because there's a lot of people there, and a lot of different types of people there. So, you know, I was there Saturday night, and I felt very safe, and I felt like they had fortified the troops, even though they're not technically the military, but they fortified the law enforcement troops, and they had the big emergency vehicle out. So, you know, yeah, I think those things do work to make us feel safer. But, you know, Roger, you and I have seen many times stories where a crime is committed a few feet from a police officer. So some of those people don't even care about law enforcement. Would they care about the military being there? I mean, in my mind, I would think so. So it seems like it serves a purpose. But again, I just don't think it's that easy. And it's kind of scary that President Trump, I think, has a mission of creating a federalized police force to deploy into cities under the direct direction of the president. And to me, that's a really scary thought. And we're just still celebrating LSU's victory over Clemson. Been talking about that a lot this afternoon, and LSU moving up to number 3 in the country. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. We're coming right back with more of your comments here on WW.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, on the Scoot of the Year calendar on this day in 1993, Pearl Jam's Jeremy won 4 awards, including Video of the Year at the MTV Video Music Awards. They didn't make another video until 1998, but by 1993, you know, Pearl Jam's music and Nirvana, they had really reached mass appeal. And by 1993, the trend was set, and the grunge music out of Seattle was now part of mainstream America. I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you're with us. Let's go to Phil in Diamond Head. Phil, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Yes, sir. How you doing this evening?
I'm good, Phil.
Okay, look, you just had a guy on before you went to a break. He was saying, well, you bring in the National Guard or military, whatever, and more people will start going to the restaurants. Well, evidently, he don't have a clue, because I was watching them interview people in Washington, D.C., restaurant owners, and they said, one guy said he was losing $15,000 a day because the people would not come into the restaurants with them goons standing all down the street. So people are not going to come into the restaurants if you bring the military or the National Guard, whoever you want to bring in here. People are not going to go in the restaurants.
You know, Phil, it's so contrary to the spirit of America. It's so contrary to for our country to have the military in the streets playing the part of law enforcement. You know, that's something that you see in dictatorships, and you see that in many other countries, but you just don't see that in the United States, and you're not supposed to. And so, you know, I understand that. I mean, that's the other side of this whole story.
I watched a thing this morning on TV. They're going to have a special all this week about a girl, 22 years old, in college. She was here illegally. Her parents brought her here as a little baby, as a baby. They sent her to Guatemala, a country she's never been to before in her life. And wow. I thought they were supposed to be getting rid of criminals. If they didn't get rid of criminals, they'd get rid of Trump. He's a criminal.
Well, they
Everybody knows he's a criminal.
They're not able to get enough criminals to reach their quotas, so they're going after the Dreamers. And I think this is a huge mistake. It makes Trump look like a bully. And, it, the goal is to, again, get rid of the criminals, not get rid of the Dreamers. So, you know, it's really, really, really sad. Hey, Phil, has your life changed much since they opened up the Buckeyes just down the I-10?
Well, the gas is a lot cheaper than everybody else.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot cheaper.
I don't go in there. Yeah, the gasoline is a lot cheaper, like maybe 20 cents a gallon cheaper.
It's quite a sea of humanity in there.
Oh, dude, there's cars everywhere. It's crazy.
I know. I bet coming back from the Labor Day weekend, I'm sure a lot of people stopped at either the Buckeyes in Alabama or the one in Mississippi. Phil, I appreciate the call, and you bring up a really good point. Ian's got a text message he wants to share with us.
There's a couple in here. Here's one that says, legit question, why are Democrats so against fighting crime?
You know, some Democrats are. I mean, but Democrats want I don't speak for Democrats, so I can't explain that. I don't think they're against fighting crime, but I think they're against doing things like automatically turning to the military to fight crime, because there are ways that crime can be fought. And again, you know, more needs to be done before people actually become criminals, and very little is talked about concerning that. So I don't speak for the Democrats, but I mean, Democrats don't want crime. They want to fight crime, but they just don't want to do it in any way possible.
Yeah, I think that's just right. And, the texter's premise is that Democrats are against fighting crime. The reason the texter believes that is the Democrats have allowed that to happen. This was a trap that Trump set, and Democrats walked right into it. They met the moment kind of like ideologically about saying, oh, we this is not the place for you to send to the National Guard and harass our citizens. It's cost ineffective. Da, 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 da. Nobody cares. People, all that regular people hear from that is Democrats are opposed to fighting crime.
Well,
so
that's
their mess to clean up. But
go ahead.
One thing I've been thinking about this weekend while I was because the stats are down in Washington, D.C., like all sorts of numbers of, violent crimes have gone down since they got all those extra troops out there. And people are like, see, it worked. Well, like, yeah, it worked. The Saints are going to win every game if they add, five defensive linemen. But you can't do that forever. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
that's
not sustainable. So as soon as you take those troops out and send them back to wherever they came from, you've done nothing to address any of the root causes of crime. Generational property, lack of job training, poor education, drugs. You know, those factors are all still there. And you did nothing about that.
Well, I'll tell you something else. And I saw this Saturday night, or I guess Sunday morning, technically. I was walking back to my car. And on Canal Street, there was a man with, I would say his child was 2 years old at the oldest. 2 years old at the oldest. And there was a man there with his, say, two-year-old son at 2 a.m. in the morning. That's the problem. That kid doesn't have a chance. Now, I don't know all the circumstances. Maybe it's not what I think, but I can't help but think certain things. And that's the stuff that doesn't get addressed. That's the stuff that needs to be addressed, because that's the problem. The way kids are raised, the way a lot of kids are being raised, it's wrong. All right, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1995, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame opened up in Cleveland, Ohio. James Brown, Aretha, the Allman Brothers, Booker T and the MGs, Johnny Cash, the Pretenders, the Kinks, and Chuck Berry were all performers. All right, I'm Scoot. We're going to come back with more, and you're listening to WWL. Do you remember ringing a doorbell and running? Well, a kid in Houston did that, 11-year-old kid did that, and he was shot in the back and killed. I want to talk about that and kid pranks and how the world is a different place today. It's coming up in the next hour. I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you're with us on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon on WWL.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.